Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Al Newman. Batting second. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting sixth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Manrique. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Pat Keady. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dave LaPointe. And now, play ball. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. LaPointe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keady fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin takes first base on ball four. Baylor moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique takes first base on ball four. Hill moves to second. Pat Keady is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keady strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden strikes out. There goes Newman. The throw from Fisk to second, and Newman is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. Redus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Calderon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive towards first. Walker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Walker reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Manrique strikes out. Two outs. Pat Keady is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keady is 0 for 1 in the game. Keady strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keaty fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keaty fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-2 in the game. Redus hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Calderon moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Walker reaches second base with a double. Baines scores. Calderon scores. Fisk goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-2 in the game. Gladden hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Redus. Gladden reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker fields the ball and throws to LaPointe covering. Safe. Gladden moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keaty fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Smith now pitching. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Manrique bunts towards the mound. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Keady is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keady is 0-for-2 in the game. Keady hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-3 in the game. Redus hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baylor moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-2 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Schatzeder now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Calderon moves to third. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Hill reaches second base with a double. Calderon scores. Fisk moves to third. It's 6-0, White Sox. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manrique hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a pop-up towards short. Manrique misplays the ball. That's an error on Manrique. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gladden moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keaty fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Redda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Frazier now pitching. Pat Keaty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keaty is 0-for-3 in the game. Keaty hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-4 in the game. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Redus moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman misplays the ball. That's an error on Newman. Redus scores. Williams moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Fisk hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti juggles the ball. That's an error on Gaetti. Williams scores. Baines moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got four RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-3 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-3 in the game. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to third. Gagne moves to second. Bob James now pitching. Billy Bean pinch hits for Al Newman. Randy Bush pinch hits for Billy Bean. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Gagne scores. Laudner moves to third. It's 8-2, White Sox. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.